This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Previously, we spoke about intentions and we said that everything in Islam is based on intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So, intimacy is no different. And some of the intentions that we spoke about was procreation, protection of chastity, fulfilling the rights of one's partner, and lastly, we spoke about enjoying the gift of nikah. Today is a very interesting discussion and we are speaking about the right to sexual fulfillment belongs to both the husband and the wife. Now this is a very important discussion to have because there is a great misconception in the people. Many people think that the right to sexual fulfillment only belongs to the husband. This is a myth. We need to dispel it, we need to debunk it, and we need to understand that the right to sexual fulfillment belongs to both the husband and the wife. The great scholar Ibn Abidin, rahimahullah ta'ala, writes that among the benefits of nikah is the permissibility of each spouse deriving sexual pleasure from the other. So in essence, both partners are religiously obliged to fulfill each other's sexual needs. Now, the hadith has addressed both the husband and the wife. As far as the wife is concerned, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, إِذَا دَعَ الرَّجُلُ إِمْرَأَتَهُ إِلَىٰ فِرَاشِهِ فَلَمْ تَأْتِهِ فَبَاتَ غَضْبَانَ عَلَيْهَا لَعَنَتْهَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ حَتَّى تُصْبِحَ. That when a man calls his wife to share the bed with him, and she refuses without any valid excuse, and he sleeps whilst he's angry, then the angels curse this lady till the morning. And this is an authentic narration recorded in Bukhari and in Muslim. So, if the man is calling his wife, he needs to fulfill his needs, and the wife is refusing without a genuine excuse, without a proper excuse, then she is finding herself on the wrong side, and the angels curse that lady till the morning. At the same time, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also addressed the husbands, and he has also taken into account the needs of the wife. And so we find the hadith of Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised him. Abu Darda was married and he was not fulfilling the needs of his partner. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got the news and he called him and he advised him saying that وَإِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقٌّ. O Abu Darda, Allah has given rights to everybody and your wife also has a right over you. And towards the end of the hadith, the Prophet of Allah gave him profound advice saying فَأَعْطِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ. O Abu Darda, Allah has given rights to everyone, so fulfill the rights of everyone that is due to them. Your wife has also got a right over you. Fulfill their rights. This is piety. This is the yardstick to measure things. So now we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed both the husband as well as the wife to fulfill their needs in the legal way and in the halal manner. Now, let's look at some of the exceptions to the rule. We mentioned early on that when the husband calls his wife, and she refuses, then the angels curse her. However, in certain cases, she is exempted. For example, in the case of Hayd, when she is in her monthly cycle, at that time it is not permissible for the husband to engage in sexual activity. And if he calls her, she has the prerogative to refuse, because there is a genuine excuse, and that is the monthly cycle. The same would apply in the postnatal bleeding, which we call nifas. And thirdly, in extreme illnesses, they are exempted. They are not forced to share the bed with the husband, or in a case where they are incapacitated due to illness. So in these circumstances, it is permitted for the wife to not make herself available when the husband do make the request. Now, let's look at some of the common excuses that partners make. We said that it is a right for both husband and wife to fulfill their sexual needs, but there is a great deal of laxity in this regard. And we find very often partners making the excuse, I'm too tired, I had a hectic day, I'm not in a mood, or later, maybe not today, maybe sometime later. So one thing we need to understand that this could be detrimental to the marriage. And it could lead to emotional withdrawal. It could lead to dissatisfaction. And in some cases, it could even lead to extramarital affairs. So people should understand that it is a need that Allah has kept in the marriage. And when those needs are not met, then the person might go elsewhere to fulfill those needs. So it's important that just like how we make time for everything in our day, we should also make time for this, and we shouldn't be negligent and complacent in this regard. And therefore, there should be a mutual understanding between husband and wife. They should take into account each other's needs, and accordingly, they should be fulfilling it, inshallah.